So overall, how do you think your first start went? How do you feel coming out of it? I know the loss, but your overall thoughts?
I mean, I feel like I did pretty good, but I was still wasn't satisfied, you know, with how I performed. But, you know, there's a lot of room for improvement, you know. Each every day, you know, just come in and get ready to work.
What, if there's one takeaway you have from that game, from your performance, what is it? If there's one thing you want to try and work on before the season?
I would say just think about before every play, I just got to think about my assignment, you know. I can't mess up, you know. Like, they expect me to come in and play, you know, they expect me to make plays, so I just got to think about before every play, I just got to think about what I got to do and just improve.
In terms of your, you know, feeling, not nerves, but just feelings going into your first NFL start, was it everything you expected it to be?
I mean, yeah, it's just football, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, it's just football. So before I started, you know, I asked the vets, you know, what do you think about it, you know, how was your first game when you were a rookie, you know, they told me, man, but at the end of the day, it's just football, man, just go out there and make play.
Is there a notable difference in just the speed of the game and when it's a faster after game?
You know, at first, you know, I thought it was a little bit faster, but then, you know, when the game goes on, you know, it started slowing down for me. You know, just make plays. That's all it comes down to.
At what point last week did you actually find out that you were going to be either starting or playing?
I mean, I don't know. All they told me to do is just, like, go in there, you know, if whatever happens, you know. We were just waiting for a car to see if you'll be able to play. But for me, you know, it never doubted my mind, you know. I was just there to practice, you know, just go out there and, you know, be able to help out the team and stuff like that. So I didn't worry about who's going to start, who's not. You know, I'm just there to practice. And if I get a shot, you know, I just got to take the opportunity.
What is the biggest area for improvement, you think, for the secondary as a whole?
I mean, we just got to be consistent, you know. And, like, I don't know. It's just we just got to make a play, make plays, you know. That's all it comes down to, you know. We got to make plays, you know. And not just for one game, you know. We got to keep it consistent, you know, make it plays every game. So.
Guys have said that even through 8 games, no interceptions yet, but yeah. People have said that once they happen, they come in bunches. Is that still the mentality?
Yeah, I mean, like, every game, you know, if it happens, it happens. Now, if not, man, you know, I know that we play our best, you know, and it will come, you know. I know for sure in my heart, you know, the opportunity will come.
You had a shot.
Yeah, I had a shot, but, you know, next game, man. Look forward to the next game.